A new survey by the U.S. Geological Survey confirms the uranium threat is widespread. The uranium is a naturally occurring mineral in the region and nationwide. Sue Kale is a USGS researcher who says her agency did a survey last year of 13 private wells, and half had levels of uranium above 30 micrograms per liter, the Environmental Protection Agency's standard for drinking water. She says they also looked at previous data collected from various sources from the past 40 years.
For the historical data set, there were more than 1,700 wells that had been sampled. There were about, of the total number of wells for the historical data set that we had information for, there were only 5% that were above the MCL.
MCL refers to the federal standard or maximum contaminant levels. She says the median for all the wells was about 2 micrograms per liter, well below the safety threshold, but the highest concentrations found were as high as 1,180 micrograms per liter.
Based on that historical data set, as limited as it is, the highest concentration in a drinking water well was in the Huckleberry Mountains. It's up in north central Stevens County. And then based on the recent samples that we collected last July, and again, that was very limited samples, 13 wells over four counties, the highest concentrations were found in wells that were on the west side of Mount Spokane.
Matt Shawns of the Northeast Tri-County Health District, which serves Ferry, Pend'Oreille, and Stevens counties, where 54% of the population gets water from private wells, explains the health threat posed by the uranium contamination.
The studies that have looked at the health impacts and the reason why 30 micrograms per liter was set as a threshold for consumption is based upon the increased risk of kidney damage, just because this natural occurring uranium is a heavy metal and can have damage to the kidneys over those long-term exposure.
Sean says the cancer risk is also increased, but because most water-based uranium concentrations are low, the main risk is kidney damage. Luckily, there's an easy fix to prevent the uranium from being ingested. Sean says while several counties require testing of new wells for presence of the mineral, those with older wells can get the testing done for as little as $30 by contacting the health district for more information. And he says simple filters are readily available at home improvement stores.
The most feasible treatment alternative for removal of uranium is just point-of-use systems using reverse osmosis systems. And those are commonly available units that fit under a counter, and it's where families can get the majority of their drinking water supply.
Sean says the health threat is from drinking water only, and exposure by other means like bathing does not pose a risk. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.